From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hurricane Matthew is pounding the Bahamas as it moves toward Florida, where U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a state of emergency. Florida's Governor Rick Scott says Matthew will likely retain its Category 4 classification with sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour when it hits the state late Thursday. Scott has ordered the evacuation of some 1.5 million people in Florida.
If you're reluctant to evacuate, just think of all the people this storm has already killed. You and your family could be among these numbers if you don't take this seriously.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami describes Matthew as extremely dangerous. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria says eastern Aleppo could be totally destroyed. We get more now from Lisa Schlein.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says eastern Aleppo's 275,000 people are hanging on by a thread, and the ability of the city to survive the constant aerial bombardment of the past few weeks is in doubt. He warns Aleppo may be totally destroyed if the battering continues over the next 2.5 months. He says thousands of people will be killed and many wounded. He says thousands of others may flee and become refugees. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The European Union Thursday announced the creation of a new cooperative border and coast guard agency. It will patrol its external borders. The agency will have to deal with the influx of refugees coming from the Middle East and Africa. The United Nations Security Council Thursday approved Antonio Guterres as the next UN Secretary General by acclamation. This is VOA News. New public opinion polls in the United States show support for Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson is dwindling. As a third-party candidate, Johnson has been gathering only modest support anyway, but after a string of verbal gaffes, even he admitted that his chances of winning are all but nil. The latest compilation of polls by Real Clear Politics shows Johnson with 7.1% support, far behind Democrat Hillary Clinton at 43.9% and Republican Donald Trump at 40.7%. The United Nations is expressing concern about the deteriorating humanitarian situation for civilians trapped in the Afghan city of Kunduz. Street-to-street fighting for control of the provincial capital was reported for a fourth day Thursday. Taliban insurgents began an offensive earlier this week to take the city. Pakistan's Army Chief General Raheel Sharif is warning India that any military aggression in Kashmir will not go unpunished.
While Pakistan wants good relations with all its neighbors, no one should make any mistakes about our collective resolve to defend our motherland.
On the other side of the border, India is saying it has foiled an attack by suspected rebels near an army base in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Pakistan passed long-awaited legislation Thursday on so-called honor killings, removing a loophole that allowed killers to go free. Under the new law, perpetrators will get a mandatory 25-year prison sentences. Previously, killers could be pardoned by the victim's family and freed. In a statement issued late Thursday, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif congratulated Parliament, civil society, activists, academia, and media for supporting the passage of the legislation. More than three-quarters of Philippines residents are satisfied with President Rodrigo Duterte's performance in his first 90 days in office. According to a poll conducted by the Social Weather Station, 76% of respondents say they were satisfied with Mr. Duterte's presidency so far, while only 11% said they were dissatisfied. 13% said they were undecided. A new survey shows a majority of people in China are concerned that territorial disputes with neighboring countries could lead to a military conflict. The Pew Research Center released its findings on Wednesday. The heads of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank say the benefits of trade must be shared more widely, or a rising tide of protectionism will hurt the global economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says trade brought tremendous benefits that have lifted millions of people out of poverty, but she told journalists in Washington too many people feel they've been left behind. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were lower most of Thursday. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.